idiot farm girl.
I brought your squirrel some peanuts.
Squirrel?
Uh-huh. That squirrel.
Now there, little sugar munch. These here whiskers on my face ain't nary no squirrel. This here's a mushy stash.
Here you go, little squirrel.
Hey! Hey now! Quit shoving your peanuts into my mustache! You dumb veggie burger.
Holy!
Looky! That's my brother, Clem.
Nice to meet you there, Clem.
Ah! Squirrel!
Damn, this! You slang shooting my mustache! Ah, damn!
Oh!
Where's the respect for cowboys?
That's all we have.
I was supposed to come up with an ending,
but she didn't.
I did not.
And this has been... On the web, worldwide, except for Yerba, where they have no freedom.
Lighten up, Yerba.
Come on!
Squirrel!
And we're clear.
Hey!
Squirrel!
Yeah!
Good job, brother.
Yep. Okay, I'm gonna go soak my feet in milk.
All right.
Sounds good.
So weird.
Hey, check out the email we all got.
Who from?
Olympia Municipal Courthouse?
To Carly Shea, Samantha Puckett, Fredward Benson, and Orenthal Gibson.
Is that Gibby?
I guess.
Oh, my God. It says Nora Derschlett is scheduled for a parole hearing next week.
Nora who trapped us in her basement? That lunatic?
Uh-huh.
And as the victims of her crime, you may attend and express your opinions as to whether or not Miss Derschlett should be kept in prison or released.
How could they even think about letting her out?
Do you have any pudding cups?
Just one, and I already promised Freddie he could have it after the show.
In 5, 4, 3, 2.
In the pudding cup.
I don't care about the pudding cup.
I did.
We all have to go to Olympia next week and speak at Nora's parole hearing.
For what?
For what? For to make sure that they keep that crazy girl in prison.
Maybe they should let her go.
What? Why?
Look, I've been in prison. It is not fun in there.
And maybe when Nora trapped us, she was, like, depressed or something.
Yeah, well, I was bummed when I didn't get asked to junior prom. But did I lure the cast of Full House into my basement and torture Uncle Jesse?
Man, I'm so dang sick of this.
What are you doing?
Putting on a suit so I can go home.
Dude, you don't need to keep pretending to be Mr. Perfect for Freddy's mom.
Yeah, he does.
See?
If my mom sees how Tebow really is, she's never gonna let him stay in our house. No offense.
Oh, I'm not offended. I feel all warm inside knowing your mom would be disgusted if she knew the real me.
It's not that. It's... Yeah, it's that.
That's nice. Let's all just pretend that Tebow doesn't have feelings.
Hey, Teebs, wanna see what I got?
Not real!
Gibby!
Hello!
Gibbaloney!
Where have you been?
The mall. With my head up inside something for almost 2 hours.
Please say it was a horse.
Nope. But it was inside this really cool machine.
That made... this.
Oh,
cabeza.
No.
Whoa.
It's an exact replica of my own head.
What does it do?
Blow minds? Look awesome?
Wasn't it expensive?
Oh, yeah.
Where'd you get the money?
From that diaper commercial I did.
Oh, yeah.
Man. Yeah.
Are your feet in milk?
Yep.
I love that.
Hey, did you see the email we got about Freaky Nora?
Yeah. It's nice that they're letting her out.
What? What is the matter with everyone? That girl kidnapped us and beat the fudge out of you.
Look, I'm forgiving. And I like Chinese food. That's who I am. That's who we are.
Well, sorry, but we're all going to that parole hearing, and we're all going to tell the judge that Nora needs to be kept in prison.
I love that new head smell.
Hey, how come you have dog toothpaste in your bathroom?
I heard that dogs' mouths are cleaner than humans, so I got to thinking, maybe it's their toothpaste.
You do not brush your teeth with dog toothpaste.
I do too, and watch, tickle my tummy. So how long do you have to be back at work?
About 45.
Oh, well, maybe we should skip the spaghetti tacos and get right to dessert.
Oh, what are you serving?
Lips and fresh berries.
I don't see any berries.
There are no berries.
Hey! Hey, Tebow, how you doing?
Get out!
I need to use your shower.
Why can't you shower at your place?
Because Miss Benson don't believe in hot water. So all they have is a warm water heater.
So take a warm shower.
No! Warm water don't melt Tebow dirt. That's spaghetti taco?
Yeah, it is. Wait, no, there. Oh. I'm kind of in the middle of a lunch date with Cassie.
I don't know, Cassie.
Where are you going?
In the shower? But I don't want you to...
I'm upset.
It's okay.
I like your face.
Dog toothpaste!
All right. Nora Dersnit, you may speak on your own behalf.
Thank you, Judge Moyle. The word sorry doesn't even begin to express how terrible I feel for what I did to the iCarlys. People who I wanted only to respect me, to like me, and to accept me as a person and a chicken lover. I'm not worthy of freedom. I deserve to rot in my cell. It's not a joyful life, but not much worse than the life I used to have. At least now I'm surrounded by other prisoners, so in a way, I finally have friends. Oh, I'm sorry, Mom and Dad.
The victims will now have a chance to speak.
Thank you, Judge. Look, Nora. What you did was... Without consequences, a person never learns to... just let her go! Let her go!
Shh, it's okay. Shut up. Shut up.
Wanna smell my head?
Nora Derslet, trapping the stars of a web show in your basement is a serious crime. But since your victims... What is that?
Oh, this is an exact replica of my head. Is it blowing your mind?
Yes. Nora, these nice iCarly kids have forgiven you for what you did. And since your life up to this point has been truly pathetic, this court takes pity on you. Nora Derslet is hereby granted parole to be immediately released to the custody of her parents.
Oh, thank goodness!
Bailiff, remove her handcuffs.
Oh, you guys!
I don't know what to say. After what I did to you, iCarly's, on my 16th birthday, you came all the way here today and helped me regain my freedom.
Oh, you don't have to thank us.
We're just happy you're a better person now.
Oh, I am. I know I am.
Come on, Nora. We've got a surprise Norwegian supper waiting for you back at home.
Wow, truly?
Yes, baby.
And we invited all your classmates from school.
And they're all coming?
No.
None of them are.
Oh, well, Carly, Sam, Freddie, Gibby's head, would you all please come?
Oh, we gotta get back to Seattle. Out of class.
Well, that's okay. I guess it'll just be me, my mom, and my dad.
Sorry, I can't make it, baby.
Why not?
I want to go camping alone tonight.
Oh, I guess it'll just be supper for the two of us then.
Okay, we'll come to your Norwegian supper.
You will? All of you will?
Yeah.
El baño.
Oh, yay! Yay for days!
Hey, anybody here see my taser?
Sam?
Oh, was this your taser?
Spencer?
Hang on! I'm just getting my pants ready! Okay!
Hey, Cassie.
Hey!
Boo!
Ooh, yeah, you got the new Zombie Death Squad game!
Uh-huh, and all the weapons.
Oh, you genius! Come on, let's pop this sucker in and hit play.
Easy, boy. What's the rush, hmm?
I can't take it. I can't take it. I cannot take it!
Dude.
You know what's really irritating?
Could it be you?
No. Miss Vincent's making me play Mahjong with her. Y'all ever play Mahjong?
Not really, no.
It's a terrible game. What is your name again? You are fine.
Oh, here it comes.
Terrence, are you in here?
Yes, Mrs. Benson. I was just telling everyone about our stimulating game of Mahjong.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to play later.
Oh, no. Oh, you have to leave? That's too bad. Bye!
I'm sorry, but my sister Susan used some new shampoo that she was allergic to, and now her scalp is covered with blisters. I've got to get over there with a wire brush.
Oh. Well, those blisters aren't going to pop themselves, and we've got zombies to murder. Oh, look, there's a door. You can exit through that one.
Please keep an eye on our apartment tonight. I'm going to sleep over at Susan's house.
No worries, Mrs. Benson. Would it be okay if I vacuumed?
Terrence, you always know the right thing to say.
Drive safely. Make sure you lock your... I'd like to take a wire brush to her.
My stupid TV broke again.
Oh, you got the new Zombie Death Squad game?
Uh-huh.
Let's take this chairs across the hall to my place. We'll play it there.
Come on, let's go.
Wait.
What?
Why don't we let him play over there, and you and I could play over here?
How? The game's over there.
I belong, back in the bosom of my youth.
Bosom.
I know.
Maurice! Oh, Maurice, I missed you so much. Give me some beak. This place brings back the memories, huh?
Yep.
Honora, remember when your clown had an aneurysm? Or should I say clownurism?
Yes. Poor cramps.
Okay, kids, we don't need to talk about that terrible day. Not when we have this beautiful buffet of Norwegian foods.
Yeah. What exactly are Norwegian foods?
Well, we have lutefisk.
Lutefisk?
It's dried codfish soaked in a lye solution for several days.
That's nauseating.
Nauseatingly delicious. And then we have warm tongue with flan.
Ooh.
And what about dessert? Beef cookies and cream.
Okay, even I can't eat this chiz.
Hey, there's no way we're gonna make the last train back to Seattle.
I'll just text Spencer and tell him to come pick us up. Hey, pick us up from Nora's at about 9 o'clock.
Try this monkfish liver.
Or sooner.
Dad, take that zombie! Yeah, he took it!
Ah!
It's behind you! Swing it!
Watch out!
Zombie teenager!
I'm back. I forgot my wire brush.
Mrs. Benson.
Ryan Seacrest!
I'm gonna have to call you right back.
It's not a phone.
Good evening.
Terrence, you had a party in my home without my permission. And what are you wearing?
Well, you see, I do want the truth.
Yes, right now.
Okay, nobody calls me Terrence. I am Tebow. Tebow. I'm not fancy. I don't talk like this. I sling smoothies. I put food on sticks. And I like a lot of women.
You lied to me.
So much?
Why?
So you'd rent me the room. Now, this is the real me. You can either accept me as I am, or just tell me to get out.
Get out. And take your big axe with you.
And what kind of cream is this?
It's made from pig's milk.
I'm done.
Well, that's enough of that.
I love pig's milk. I love it right from the pig.
Oh, that must be Spencer.
I'll fetch him.
Hi, I'm Spencer Shea. I know we just met, but I drank a double big chug on the way up here, and if I don't hit a bathroom in the next 30 seconds...
Of course. Mother, would you please show Spencer to our best toilet?
Certainly. We just got a new one downstairs. It's comfort height.
Any toilet will be fine.
Come with me.
Well, Nora, thanks so much for the awesome Norwegian supper.
Yeah, I guess I've had worse dinners.
Oh, you're all so welcome.
Love the beef cookies.
And congrats on being released from prison.
Thank you. Okay. I guess this is goodbye.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah, we really gotta get back.
Yeah, but you're not gonna.
What are you talking about? You children are going to be here for quite a while.
Yes, you will.
I know you will.
It's locked. Move. Unlock it, Nora.
No.
The windows.
I don't think you'll be able to get them open either.
I know how to get a window open.
All the windows have been replaced with maxi glass. They're quite unbreakable.
Yeah? Well, I don't think your faces are made out of maxi glass.
Get him, Sam. Wow, Carly, I thought you cared about your brother.
Sam, wait!
What are you talking about?
My new favorite television program.
Jake and the Fat Man?
No. Reel of...
Carly! Help! Help me! I'm on a wheel!
Spencer, where are you?
He's in the basement.
That's right.
Spencer!
I'm afraid the door to the basement is quite locked. And if Sam or any of you try to harm me or my mother, this is what will happen.
Oh, wait, what? What's happening? My journey! I'm rotating! My journey! And I still have to pee!
Spencer! Spencer!
Silly Carly, he can't hear you.
He's in the basement.
Would you stop that wheel?
Oh, I'd be glad to.
Stop spinning! Great. Now I can puke.
No need to watch that.
Don't turn it off. It was just getting good.
Nora, you're a nutcase. The proper term is disturbed lonely sociopath.
Look, dude, we're the ones who got you out of jail.
True, but first, you tainted the memory of my 16th birthday party. So now... we're going to undo the taint. Mother, please fetch our party guests.
BRB.
You're the one who ruined the memory of your own birthday party.
Everything would have been cool if you just let us go home afterwards.
Instead of you and your stupid chicken locking us in your basement.
You will never besmirch the name of my chicken. You apologize to Maurice right now.
I'll sniff it, Nora.
I will not sniff it.
But I will give Carly's brother the spins.
No, no! Not moving again! Why is it turning? What? Happening?
Just apologize to the chicken!
I'm sorry I besmeared your name by calling you stupid. And that I've eaten thousands of your relatives.
Thank you, Sam.
Now let's all wear party hats. There's some right over there.
We're not wearing party hats.
Put on the hats!
Why don't we just put on the hats then?
Wait a second. Why are you guys staring at me?
You said, wait a second.
Oh, yeah. There's four of us and one of Nora, so let's just take the remote away from her.
Ooh, bad idea. See, if any iCarlys make a sudden move, I hit this special red button and Spencer spins at top speed until his brain turns to goo.
Goo?
Yes, goo.
And you won't be able to stop it.
She's really thought this through.
Yes, prison gives a girl lots of time to think. And to plan. And to not shower.
Oh, wow, okay. Getting weirder.
What's going on?
Well, we can't have a birthday party without a few more guests. Now, I'll go pick out an 8-track so we can have some music to, you know, puff up your jams.
What is she talking about?
We're recreating Nora's 16th birthday party.
Yes, and this time, my party will be perfect. And it will go on forever and ever and ever.
Dangerous. You don't want to mess with us. You might think you're
don't worry about me, Mom. We're all safe at a hotel with Spencer. Love, Freddy. Send there. And that takes care of all your cell phones.
You sick chick. I think of myself more as disturbed.
Now, Mother and I will go fetch my birthday cake.
Wait here, children.
Oh, silly mother. They couldn't leave if they wanted to.
Okay, what are we gonna do?
I'll tell you what we're gonna do. As soon as those two freaks walk back in here.
No, no buttersock.
Come on, man.
You can't attack him as long as Spencer's on that wheel in the basement, or else Nora's just gonna spin him again.
And anyway, that buttersock is gross.
I change the butter once a month.
Do you really?
No.
Man, there's no way to get this window open.
Hey, I know how Santa Claus would get out of here.
Oh, the chimney.
That's the one.
Totally set it.
No, on a reindeer.
Gibby!
You idiot.
We thought you meant climbing up the chimney.
That could also work.
Just stuff yourself up there and go for help.
Okay.
No, wait. The Dursleys will notice he's gone.
No. Because Gibby's going to be taking a nap on the couch.
Perfect.
Sam, take the head off that dummy.
I don't know. I hate to damage someone else's property.
Come on. I got it.
Be gentle with my head.
Right. Get the blanket.
I don't sleep on my side. Shut up.
Give me.
Cover his butt.
There. Now let's get Gibby up that chimney. Go, go, go.
You're going to be here just a second.
Hurry up. Go, hurry up. Faster. Hurry up. Come on. Hurry up. Hurry up.
Hurry up.
Hurry up. Hurry up. Just wiggle up the chimney like a husky worm.
Oh, Nora's a jolly good person. Oh, Nora's a jolly good person. Oh, Nora's a jolly good person.
That Freddy is gonna get kissed.
What? Those aren't the lyrics. I don't want. Oh, come on.
Here is your suitcase and some of your items.
But I don't want to move out.
I don't give a bird's beak what you want. Now take your things and leave.
But Freddy needs a male role model, a man to look up to.
That's why this country has Tony Danza.
All right, fine. You want me to leave? Ha! Look what I got.
What's that?
My lease. The lease that you and I both signed that says your guest room here is mine for a whole year.
This is a restraining order. It says you must stay at least 100 yards away from some girl named Portia Sweet.
Here, this is the lease, and it says you can't kick me out.
Did you make a copy of this lease?
No. I went to the copy place, but Portia was there.
You guys just stood there eating cake while I was tampered with?
It's really good cake.
Gibby! Yeah. Fresh air, baby. Now I gotta get to the cops. And then crazy Nora's gonna find herself back in prison where she... Gibby! And I'm stuck.
Did you enjoy your birthday cake?
Oh, I did. I know I did.
Okay, Nora, now that you've eaten your birthday cake.
In my face.
Can we go?
Well, of course not.
Yippee hasn't had any cake yet.
Oh, he's napping.
Yeah, he wasn't feeling too well, so still napping.
No, it's bad luck if you don't have some birthday cake.
Well, it's not really your birthday.
It is too! Whether it's technically my birthday or not, we're all going to pretend it's my actual birthday! Do you understand?
Happy birthday.
Thanks, Carly. Now, Gibby will eat some cake. Wakey, wakey, time for cakey.
All right, where is the real Gibby? Where is he?
He's
got to be in this house somewhere. Fine, my mother and I will find him. But this escape attempt will not go unpunished.
Oh, are you going to kiss me again?
Ew, somebody's been missing my kissing.
No. I just meant it.
Later! For now!
No, wait,
no,
Nora, please,
stop,
don't do
please,
this!
Don't.
No, come on, not again! What did I do? What did I do?
Gimme!
Hey.
Show yourself!
Here, gimme!
Come on, gimme!
Ah! That's not a wheel!
I'm stuck in a chimney!
Wheel!
Chimney!
Sam, fried chicken.
I want the leg. Give me the leg. What time is it?
Morning.
Oh, I love fried chicken in the morning.
There is no fried chicken.
Then why'd you wake me?
Because we're still trapped at Nora's. Aw. Look at Freddy.
What about him?
Boys are just so cute when they're asleep.
What happened? In 5, 4, 3, 2, what happened?
We're still stuck at Nora's.
It's morning. Where's Gibby with the police?
I know, he should have been back here with the cops a long time ago.
Okay, let's not freak out. Gibby's probably with the police right now. We just gotta stay cool and have faith in Gibby.
Gibby.
Supposed to stand here and wait for him?
Well, I'm not sure we have lots of options as hostages.
Look, Gibby's gonna come back with help and everything's
Ooh.
Gonna... Are we talking about our friend Gibby? Sorry, iCarly's, but he's already been gone for 12 hours. So it seems Gibby won't be coming to your rescue this time.
Oh, boo-hoo! Boo-hoo! Wah!
Hey, what's going on?
It's Nora's dad.
We'll tell you what's going on. We've been held hostage here all night by your psychotic daughter.
And your demented wife.
And she's been spin-torturing my brother. It's been a living nightmare.
Well, that's terrible.
Correcto. Yeah.
Nora, this is supposed to be a party. A birthday party. That will go on forever and ever. And ever.
Oh, my God.
And ever.
Hey! Hey, you kids, hey! Up here. Yeah, hi, can I get a little help?
Hey, that's the dude from iCarly.
Yeah, that's Gibby.
Gibby!
Hey, Gibby, take off your shirt.
No, I do that less frequently now. Listen, I'm stuck and I can't move my arms. I need you guys to call the cops.
Let's throw balls at him. Yeah.
What? No, don't throw balls at me. I'm completely vulnerable. Why would you want to throw one? Ha ha, you missed me, you missed me. Now you gotta kiss. Ah! This is how you treat an internet star. Stop it.
Last thing in there to buy us some time.
Time for what?
To figure out a way to get us out of this nut hut. Why hasn't your freakish mother come looking for us by now?
She thinks we're with Spencer at a hotel, so why would she... The chip.
What chip?
The one my mom had surgically installed in my head when I was a toddler. If it stops transmitting, it triggers an emergency distress signal on my mom's tracking device and tells her my location.
Well, cool, then make it stop transmitting. Where's the off switch?
I don't know. It's in my head.
Mrs. Benson, help us! You want the Dershowitz to hear you?
Slapping my head isn't gonna make the chip stop working.
Then what will make it stop working? And trigger the emergency signal.
I guess it'd have to be electrically shorted out somehow.
Oh! The shock pen!
Oh, the shock pen.
Is that Spencer's?
Yeah, I stole it, see?
Why'd you steal his shock pen?
Because I like it, and I didn't have one.
Where's Gibby? Just don't look in your parents' shower. The shower! Mother! Mother! Gibby, baby, showering!
Okay, Benson, I hope this thing is powerful enough to blow that chip.
No. Let Carly do it.
Why?
Because Carly cares about me. At least she'll try to be gentle. She won't just take the thing and stick it...
Here, give me that. What are you doing? Just to be sure.
How did you get in here?
With my key that I'm returning.
Well, put it on the table and go.
One sec, I gotta get my shampoo out of the bathroom.
No, just go buy some more.
I bought that in Jamaica. You can't even get it here.
Whatever, fine, go.
I don't know why you're being all sticky. I moved out like you told me to.
Just get your Jamaican shampoo.
What's that?
Oh, my God. Freddy's in trouble.
How you know?
I just know! What if that crazy Nora girl has done something again?
All right. Chill your wig.
I've got to go help Freddy.
Okay, I'll take you.
I can drive myself.
No, it'll be too much traffic. We'll get there quicker on my motorcycle.
Oh, okay. Where are you going?
To get my $7 bottle of Jamaica. My hair's so silky.
You can do it.
Come on, get it on there.
Come on, Carly, do it. Come on. Yeah.
Your turn, Freddy.
Do it, Freddy. Get it on there. Good.
Who plays pin the tail on the birthday girl?
Yeah, and why is she wearing the blindfold?
Just pin the tail on my daughter's butt.
Yeah. Okay. This is out of control. We've been here for 15 hours and we want to leave.
Open this door!
No!
We may never open that door!
That's right!
Because my birthday party shall go on forever
and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever.
Mom!
Tebo!
Chicken!
Freddy! Spin the brother!
Oh, no. Turn the moment again!
No! No, stop it! Give me the revolver! Stop it! Sam! Get the remote from Nora!
Yeah.
No!
Get the stupid door open!
I got the key to that! Move!
worse.
Oh, nobody spanks Tebow. Boy,
careful, Sam, those are sharp.
Sardines! You girls want a little taste of a fence and Benson?
You made a hamburger?
Your mom's got this.
I put his robe on him backwards.
Okay. I'm tired of these Dershlets.
Tired of us? What is that?
Oh!
Wait. I'm allergic to it. Ah!
I warned you, Sam Puckett, you better... Whoa.
Whoa. I am so nauseous.
It's okay. You're okay.
I might puke on your shoulder. I'm sorry I puked on your shoulder.
It's okay. Just never talk about it.
Nice work, Mom.
You too, Terrence.
Oh, give it up, man. Your mom busted me. And she kicked me out.
Oh, you kicked him out?
Yes. But I'm kicking you right back in.
One more time?
Terrence, Tebow, you helped save my Freddy, so you may keep your room in our house. For $400 a month.
Oh, Miss Benson!
Don't touch us!
What? What's happening?
Do you want to know what's happening, Norton?
You and your freak parents are going to prison.
Forever. And ever. And ever. And ever.
And ever?
Yes. And ever, and ever, and ever, and ever.
Great. The kids can help you with this. Everybody has fun doing this. And again, you bake it instead of frying it, so you're saving tons of fat.
Hey, Dad. No, it's almost 2 a.m. here. How'd you know? It was on the news? No, we're all fine. Yeah, they took the girl and her parents to jail, so, you know, happy ending. I promise. Carly's up in her bed, safe and sound asleep.
Gibby!
Hey! Anyone! I'm still here! Gibby!
And action.
Go to iCarly.com.
Faster.
Go to iCarly.com.
Faster.
Go to iCarly.com.
A little faster.
Go to iCarly.com.
Faster.
Go to iCarly.com.
Quicker.
Go to iCarly.com.
More speed.
Go to iCarly.com.
Faster.
Go to iCarly.com.
Faster!
iCarly.com.